continuing to introduce the chant sheet and the refuges here. So going to the Buddha for refuge is inviting our heart, mind, awareness into alignment with the possibility of awakening that came in this role model of awakened one, the Buddha. And again, that is possible for us. Dhammang saranang gacchami, to the Dhamma I go for refuge, or I go to the Dhamma for refuge. The Dhamma is everything. Dhamma means all things. And in particular, it's referring to the Dharma, the teachings, the practices, the way to liberation and freedom. Sanghang saranang gacchami, to the Sangha I go for refuge. We're Sangha. It means community. And all that we've brought into these intentions in this form. And we are a Sangha amidst our lineage of Sanghas, our community, our global Sangha, our Sangha of earth beings. And we take refuge in those that are practicing with skillful intention. And then dutiyampi means for a second time, tatiyampi means for a third time. So everything's repeated three times, because sometimes we just need to bring it home. Bring it home. The precepts here. Together, we create safety for each other in this Sangha, in this community, with these precepts. The intention of safety. So I want to include in that naming that it may not feel like a safe space for everybody all the time, even with our best intentions. So that's here too. And it is skillful and helpful to bring these intentions. So panatipata veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Don't worry, we'll go slower than that. I undertake this precept meaning training. I undertake the training to refrain from destroying living creatures. So I undertake the training to show up here with the intention to not cause harm. And harm may be caused. Well, got here to the center in some way, and critters were harmed in that journey. But that being said, when we find critters inside, we mindfully take them outside, hopefully finding a warm spot for them, so we're not harming each other and destroying life. And then we undertake the training, the precept, to refrain from taking what isn't freely given. We're not going to use each other's meditation supplies. We're taking as much water as we need from a tap to brush our teeth. We're aware of how much resources we're using. Yes. There's much more that could be said about all of these. You can understand. This third one, a brahmacharya, veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. A brahmacharya, this is a monastic vow, undertaking the precept to refrain from any kind of sexual activity. For lay people, it's worded differently, kamesu michacharya, which means we undertake the training to not cause harm with our sexuality. When we're here on retreat, we are undertaking more taking on some of these monastic intentions. So we're not engaging with our sexuality while we're on retreat. The fourth one, I undertake the training, the precept to refrain from incorrect speech. So this is harmful speech, false speech. Silence helps. But you may have noticed it's not so quiet in there. So that might include harmful speech to myself, like, oh, you're not doing very well. And, you should be. And, yeah, to start to notice, oh, maybe that's that precept of harsh speech. Would I say that to the person across from me? But I'm saying it to myself. And it can include how we're speaking in our notes to myself and Elizabeth. And lastly, I undertake the training to refrain from this one says intoxicating liquors and drugs, but it's intoxicants, period, which lead to carelessness. And hence we had our phone ceremony last night. So those phones are intoxicants for most of us. And so we're it's intoxicants which lead to heedlessness, which means mindlessness. So we're exploring, we're not using drugs or alcohol, of course. If you have medications, prescriptions, continue to use those. That's not what this is about. It's intoxicants that lead to heedlessness. Yeah, and then it ends with sadhu, 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 which means this is good. Good. And you also might have a question, often folks do, about bowing. Bowing is optional, as is chanting. And it's personal. So for me, when I'm bowing before I sit down and when I end a practice, I'm bowing to these three refuges and bowing to the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, to the possibility of awakening to the path and to the community and more. Okay. Let's try if you want to. So we'll just go in sections. You can just rest and hear these vibrations and intentions, or try it out. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo Bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Chami Tatiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. Panatipata Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Adinadana Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Musawada Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Surya Mirya Maja Pamadatana Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very minimal guidance for this period. I'll share what was helpful for me this morning. For quite some period of time, just kept remembering bag of bones. Bag of bones sitting here. Beautiful bag. And this bag of bones and organs and fluids is breathing. And if that wasn't miraculous enough, there's also consciousness here. Bag of bones, breathing, conscious. So sweet, so simple, so present. Potentially joyful. Body simply resting. And breath being simply known. It could be known in a spacious way, like a sphere of attention around the body. Breathing is known, rising, passing. Or if you have an anchor for your breath practice, you could rest on a little more closely with that anchor. If you're new to practice, just keeping it spacious for now, body sitting, body breathing, in awareness. bag of bones sitting. Notice if there's muscular tension holding you up away from the ground and see if it could drop awaken to this miracle that breath is happening. Each breath is not going to happen again. And consciousness, awareness is here. If there's dullness, bring in a little more wakefulness, brightness, energy, joy. So happy to be breathing. So happy to be awake.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.